Today, we'd like to see the title, Worthy. In the 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 1 through 12. Before studying the Bible, I want to give you three questions. Just think of them. Number one, what would we learn from disciple Paul's heart in verse 3? Number one, what would we learn from Paul's heart in verse 3? The question two, what are the results of those who do not know God, those who do not obey the gospel, and those who trouble the church of the Thessalonians in verse 8 and 9? Question 2. What are the results of those who do not know God, those who do not obey the gospel, and those who trouble the church of the Thessalonians in verses 8 and 9? The last question, what types of worthy mean in verse 11 and verse 5? The question 3, what types of worthy mean in verse 11 and verse 5? Disciple Paul, Timothy, and Silas co-ministers. In the book of Acts chapter 16, 17, 18, verse chapter 16, verses 9 and 10 says, basically, Disciple Paul wanted to go to Asia to preach gospel or to introduce Jesus Christ to the people. But God gave a vision, not go to Asia, but to Europe. So verses 9 and 10 in chapter 16 of the book of Acts says, and a vision appeared to Paul in the night. A man of Macedonia stood and pleaded with him, saying, come over to Macedonia and help us. Macedonia is the region of one region of Roman Empire, in located in today Greece. That is Macedonia. Now, after he had seen the vision, immediately we sought to go to Macedonia, concluding that the Lord had called us to preach the gospel to them. So, disciple in the night, certain vision, so man of Macedonia located in Greece in the Europe. So, that time controlled by Roman Emperor. So, Macedonia comes up. So, disciple Paul and other ministers, Timothy, Silas, all together, we immediately go to Macedonia, giving up going to Asia. Then, disciple, first time, he went to Philippi city. So, he had no particular person to be preached. Disciple Paul just followed the Lord's direction. So he met Lydia. Lydia opened her home. That home is becoming the church of Philippi. So the disciple Paul was persecuted by which is the owner. Then disciple Paul was imprisoned. Then God helped him to get out over the prison by earthquake. Then the jailer, the guardian of the prison, he committed suicide because the prisoner, disciple Paul, might run away. Then disciple Paul said, do not commit suicide. I am here. So then he converted to Christianity. So those people become the members of the church of Philippi. Then disciple Paul went down to next south city, Thessalonica. Thessalonica is the main city of Macedonia region in Roman Empire. Thessalonica is the capital city of Roman Empire Macedonia region, like California. California capital city is Sacramento. Like that, and Thessalonica is the capital city of Macedonia region in Roman Empire. That time, that city has a highway between Asia and Europe. Also, Thessalonica, free trade city. So, Thessalonica city has a separate rule, exempt from most Roman regulations. So, Thessalonica has many culture, but many hidden religions influences. But besides Paul and Silas and Timothy, went southbound in Thessalonica, but Jewish people followed disciple Paul, Silas, and Timothy to persecute. The book of Acts chapter 17 verses 5 and 6 says, but the Jews who were not persuaded, which meaning Jews who did not accept the Lord Jesus Christ, becoming envious or jealousy, took some of the evil men from the marketplace and gathering a mob, set all the city in an uproar and attacked the house of Jason. Jason is a disciple's sponsor, and sought to bring them out to the people. But the Jews who did not accept the Lord Jesus Christ to trouble the disciples' ministry. So disciples sponsored Jason's house. So he took Jason's house people. But when they did not find them, they dragged Jason and some brethren to the rulers of the city, crying out, these who have turned the world upside down have come here too. Basically, Jewish people who did not accept the Lord Jesus Christ accused the disciples of follow right here, Jason or other brethren, accused to the court over the city. So that's why they are persecuting. Then, disciple ran the south side of the city, Berea, then Athens, then Corinth. So finally, disciple stayed in Corinth. Chapter 18, verse 1 says, of the book of Acts, Paul sent the first letter. So in Corinth, disciple sent the first letter through Timothy to the church members of Thessalonians. For the hope of rapture, despite persecution to the church of the Thessalonians, who were severely persecuted Christians. The last letter, Thessalonians letter basically gave encouragement, hope, so rapture. So disciple talks about all Christians will see, will meet the Lord Jesus Christ coming in heaven. So first death, physical death people, first they will meet the Lord Jesus Christ, who is coming in the second in heaven, then a live person will meet the Lord Jesus Christ in heaven. That's called the 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16 through 18 said, for the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel. A voice of archangel. Who is the archangel? It's Michael. A voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God. Trumpet. So very loud voice coming from heaven into heaven. The Bible says three level heaven. So we can see up to cloud, that is the first level heaven. So behind the cloud, then is up to stars. That's the second level heaven. Behind the star, the level, third level. So God, all creatures stay in third level of heaven. So Jesus Christ coming third level heaven, up to second level heaven, the first level heaven. So we can see. So with the voice of archangel and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. We see a lot of cemetery. They are the dead people in Christ, meaning during their life, before death, they believed in the Lord Jesus Christ. Those Christians will rise first to meet the Lord Jesus Christ in the first level, heaven. So then, we who are alive, like we are who are alive and remain, shall be caught up together with them in the cloud. We like a sky up, you know, it's like a caught up, together, all together, with them. So that people first arrive, with together, in the clouds, the first level heaven, second level heaven, in the clouds, to meet the Lord in the air. And thus, we shall always be with the Lord. After then, we shall be with the Lord. Who said? God says in the 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16 through 18. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. Also, the disciple will encouraging exhortation word to the Thessalonians church members who are persecuted by, you know, Judaizers or, you know, the Roman the citizens, Roman, you know, city officials, you know, something like that. That time, you know, disciples said, rejoice always, which means be joyful always, regardless of a lot of persecution, a lot of illness, a lot of struggle. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Prayer simply meaning communication between you and God the Father through Jesus Christ. That's called prayer. So you should communicate with God the Father without ceasing, without stopping. So always you are, you know, thinking about the Lord, the God the Father. He is with me. The Lord Jesus Christ was in me, you know, forever. So pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks. In everything give thanks, which meaning, although right now we are ill, we are sick, we have a lot of problem, we got headache, regardless of that, we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, those who are called according to God's purpose. Who said? God said. So ultimately, everything works together for good, for God's purpose. So even if right now I feel ill, I got headache, I feel no good, so but we know that ultimately God, you know, called us in heaven, we will live with the Lord. How long? Forever. So, but today, the second Thessalonians, meaning the second letter to the church member of Thessalonians, basically, at that time, the first letter, disciple talks about the rapture. So Jesus Christ is coming soon in heaven. So the dead people in Christ will arise first, then alive person all together with to meet the Lord Jesus Christ. That kind of a rapture hope. Because of a rapture, the first letter, but some people, they thought they quit their job. They don't work. quitting their job, just waiting for the Lord Jesus Christ. So therefore, their life is disorderly. Also, some people, because of rapture, they have a shaking mind. What's going on? So, shaking mind. So, disciple encourage them to keep on your job, your work. Keep on until Jesus is coming in heaven soon. So, that's the second letter. Misunderstanding occurred to correct misunderstanding. That's why he sent a second letter. Also, first chapter, because the Thessalonians people got a lot of trouble because of Jewish people, Roman city officials, and persecuted them. So they thought that their present tribulation is the great tribulation stated in the Bible. So the Bible said, you know, talks about the great tribulation. They thought right now their life is so tough, so troubled, because they thought present life is in the great tribulation stated in the Bible. Disciple said, no. So great tribulation will not come. Great tribulation only come upon unbeliever, not, you know, believers. So your, you know, the present hardship or trials, that is the needy characteristic for the worthy of the children of God. You know, that kind of, that instruction. Let's see the chapter 1, verse 1. Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy. Silvanus is a short word. The short word is Silas. Timothy, we call Tim, you know, is simply like that. Silvanus meaning Silas, or Timothy, or long name is Timotheus. So Timotheus or Timothy, same word. Silvanus and Silas, same word. So that is Paul, Silvanus or Silas, and Timotheus or Timothy. To the church of the Thessalonians, who are recipients, who are readers, right here, the church. The Bible means the church, no building at all. Church is simply meaning the group of believers. So right here, you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. This is a group of believers, is called as the church. So the reader, the church of the Thessalonians. Thessalonians simply meaning the residents who live in Thessalonica. That is called Thessalonians. For example, right here, the church of the Sunrise, the residents who live in Sunrise facility, like that. The church of Thessalonians in God, our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. In God, our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, simply meaning they are born again Christian. So this letter is sent to a born again Christian in Thessalonica, resided in Thessalonica. Grace to you and peace from God, our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We listen to peace a lot of time. The man's claim of peace is not sufficient. So man's claiming to be peace is temporal. We see a lot of human history, many kings or presidents, they tried to keep peace. But those peace is temporal, not, you know, the permanent or eternal. But the Bible said, first grace and peace. Always grace first. If you do not experience in God's grace, you could never experience peace. So God's grace meaning unmerited favor, freely. So I am totally depraved. My sin is not in part, but in whole. But totally, God gave His only begotten Son. So Jesus Christ's bloodshed to cleanse away my sins, and Jesus' resurrection gave justification for me. So you understand and believe or accept the Lord Jesus Christ, you would experience grace. At that moment, you experience the peace from God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. Then verse 3 says, "We are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is fitting, because your faith grows exceedingly, and the love of every one of you all abound toward each other." The Second Thessalonians letter purposes to correct misunderstanding. The present persecution is in the great tribulation stated in the Bible. But disciples first point out edification, exhortation, right there. They give thanks to the Lord. Why? Because you have it. Strong faith. Your faith grows exceedingly. Although you got a lot of trouble, but your faith grows exceedingly. You know, growing faith. Also, your love over everyone, over you, all abound toward each other. The disciple pointed out the Thessalonians Christians' faith and love, Jesus' love, was strong. So disciple Paul raised the good point, divine character point, first of all. This thing we should learn. So as you called as a minister, you should learn always in a Christian character, the positive character first. So in order to edify, then the correcting thing come out. First of all, so that we ourselves glory in you. Because you have good Christian characters, faith and love, therefore we ourselves glory in you. Because we are ministering to you, you are producing the God's characters. So we feel so happy. We have glory in you among the churches of God, among the born-again Christians of God, for your patience and faith in all your persecutions and tribulation that you endure. So, how can we survive persecutions and tribulation? The verse 4 says, there is two characters. One is patience. Second, faith. So patience and faith can survive persecution and tribulation. So we can survive. So this one's a point out. You have a Christian character, God's characters. Patience and faith can survive the present persecution, which is a manifest evidence of the righteous judgment of God. So, this is, those people will be, those who trouble Christians will be judged righteously. By whom? By God. So right here, righteous judgment of God, that you may be counted worthy of the kingdom of God. So those character, patience and faith is worthy of the kingdom of God. So you are worthy to be the citizens of the kingdom of God. What's character? Patience and faith. For which you also suffer, since it is a righteous thing with God. This verse 6 talks about God's righteous judgment. God to repay with tribulation those who trouble you. Verse 6 indicates, so your present suffering, your present persecution is not the great tribulation coming on the earth. Your tribulation, your persecution produces patience and faith. Patience and faith are worthy for the citizens of the kingdom of God. But those persecutors, those who trouble born-again Christian, will be judged righteously by God. So God will repay, meaning God revenge with tribulation, those who trouble you, those who persecute you, Christians, and to give you who troubles rest with us when the Lord Jesus Christ is revealed from heaven with his mighty angels. This verse 7 is like it talks about the rapture, because Jesus Christ is coming here with the shout of an archangel, with other angels. So God give you, born again Christian, give rest rather than persecution in the future. So when you see the book of Revelation, the chapter 1 talks about past tense, chapter 2 and 3 present tense. So right now, what types of churches? The 7 types of churches talks about that. The last church history, 2 kinds. One is Philadelphia. So they keep the word of God, you know, patiently. That kind of church. The second church is Laodicea. Laodicea church, the people control the church. So not God controls your church, but that kind of the Laodicea church. So Laodicea church is judged by God. Then chapter 4 and 5 talking about after the rapture, all Christians in heaven. So Jesus Christ coming in heaven, whether or not you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, if you said yes, you will go with the Lord in heaven. That talks about chapter 4 and chapter 5 in the book of Revelation. But if you said no, I do not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, those are people talks about chapter 6 through chapter 18. That is great tribulation on earth. Great tribulation, 7 years, right here Satan is controls the earth. That is talks about that. Then chapter 19, Jesus Christ, the second coming on the earth. So in heaven, Jesus is bringing the rapture of the Christians all together. Jesus coming on the earth, second coming. So that moment, Jesus is the high king, the great king, but all Christians king. So the millennium kingdom is established on earth. Then millennium kingdom means 1,000 years, Jesus as a high priest, high king, a great king controlled. So all Christians as kings controlled on the earth. How long? 1,000 years. That's called millennium kingdom. So chapter 20 talks about that. Then at the end of the millennium kingdom, great white throne judgment will come. Great white throne judgment, all the unbelievers shall go to the lake of fire. So eternal death. Then 21, 22 talks about eternal kingdom, new heaven, new earth. Today, our earth's heaven is disappeared. So new heaven, new earth, talks about that. Then, here, in flaming fire taking vengeance. Flaming fire means the lake of fire in the great white throne judgment. So Revelation chapter 20 verse 14 says, then death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death, eternal death. In flaming fire, taking vengeance or revenge on those who do not know God. Who do not know God, to which many unbeliever. Do you know God? Or you said, yes, it's okay. But if you say No, I don't know. So those people will into flaming fire. Who says? God says. And on those who do not obey gospel, our Lord Jesus Christ, do not obey the gospel. So what is the gospel? Gospel is believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, who was dead on the cross with bloodshed, to cleanse away my sin, was buried and took a rose again. That's the gospel. Those gospel, if you believe, obey the gospel, will be saved. But if you do not obey the gospel, shall into the flaming fire, in the lake of fire, at the great white throne judgment. These shall be punished with the everlasting destruction. So that's everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord. So eternal separation from the Lord, from the presence of the Lord, and from the glory of His power. When He comes in that day, Jesus Christ comes, first heaven, so in heaven, so Jesus Christ, that's called the rapture, bringing all Christians into heaven. So the book of Revelation, chapter 4 and 5, and all Christians praise songs to glorify the God, the Lord Jesus Christ, with the angels together, something like that. But simultaneously, on that time, unbelievers, on their 7 years, great tribulation. So He comes in the day to be glorified in His saints. So all Christians glorify God by saying, holy, 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 sing with angels. And to be admired or to be praised among all those who believe. Because our testimony among you was believed. Our testimony, meaning the testimony of a disciple, Silas, and Timothy. So what's the testimony? Disciple already talks about rapture. All Christians, you know, come, rise up with the Lord Jesus Christ, with the shout of archangel. We sing all together to praise the Lord over there. So we are not going into the great tribulation. So that's the name of here. So therefore, the verse 11, we are also pray always. Right here, pray always, meaning we have communication with God the Father always. For you, that our God would count you worthy of this calling. This calling meaning we will meet when Jesus comes in that day to be glorified in His saints. This calling, or we are the children over the God, you know, worthy of this calling and fulfill all the good pleasure of His goodness. God is so good. So if you ask for something, God will always give exceeding abundantly beyond you ask. If you ask, you pray according to God's will. So God will give you abundantly. Why? God is good. The work of faith with power. So if you believe in the rapture, Jesus coming soon, you know, work of faith, you will have a power. So the Lord Jesus Christ is with you. Who shall be against me, against you? Nobody. Even deaths, even crying, even persecution. Nobody, no anything, nothing shall against you if you are with the Lord. So that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you and you in Him. Like Jesus Christ in you, also you are in Jesus, like a communion, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. So this is worthy of this calling, worthy of the kingdom of God. This kind of thing we can see several Bible. Romans chapter 8 verse 29. So all Christians living is just like image of the Lord Jesus Christ, for whom He foreknew, God foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. God already knows you are before your birth on earth. You are like conformed to be the image of the Lord Jesus Christ. God already knows before your birth on the earth. So you are predestined in that way to be conformed to the image of Jesus Christ. Also, we are children of God. We are children of God. Beloved, now we are children of God. Why? Because we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, children of God. And it has not yet been revealed, not yet been discovered, revealed, what we shall be. But we know that when He is revealed, we shall be like Him. So at a certain point, we are just like Jesus Christ. That's called glorification. But right now, our life is just like the image of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is called sanctification. So like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. Right here. We shall see the Lord Jesus Christ as He is. So we'll meet Jesus Christ soon. Luke chapter 21, verse 36. All Christians escape the great tribulation. Watch therefore, pray always, right here, pray always, communicate with God the Father always without ceasing. You may be counted worthy to escape all these things, meeting, escape the great tribulation that will come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. So the Son of Man, meaning Jesus Christ. So, right here, what happened, great tribulation, Luke chapter 21, verse 23 said, woe to those who are pregnant and to those who are nursing babies in those days. For there will be great distress in the land and rest upon these people who are unbelievers. So, because you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you will escape the great tribulation on the earth. You will meet Jesus Christ also with other Christians, angels together, pray your songs to glorify God in heaven. Then 7 years great tribulation occurred on the earth. Then at the end of 7 years, you will come down with the Lord Jesus Christ together on here. 1,000 years kingdom. That's called millennium kingdom right here. So Mark chapter 13, verse 35-36, our life should look for always the Lord. Watch therefore, for you do not know when the master of the house is coming, in the evening, at midnight, at crowing of the rooster, or in the morning, lest coming suddenly he find you sleeping. So which meaning, we don't know exactly which date, which time Jesus Christ is coming here, but we are always ready for meeting the Lord Jesus Christ face to face. Who said? Jesus says in the book of Mark chapter 13. So look for the Lord always. Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14. Always we look toward the gospel. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended or to have possessed. But one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. So we are looking forward always. Look for God, God's calling. The last one is Christian character. It talks about Romans chapter 5, verses 3 and 4. Not only that, but we also glory in tribulation. Right now we are a lot of tribulation or illness, but here disciples saw, we are glory in that tribulation. Why? knowing that tribulation produces patience. Because the tribulation produces patience, and patience produces character, Christian character, Christian experience. Christian experience produces hope. Now hope does not disappoint because the love of God has been poured out in our heart by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. So that one we can see. So we will see each question. Question 1, what would we learn from Paul's heart in verse 3? Paul, although this second Thessalonians letter, correcting misunderstanding, misconception letter, but first disciple point out divine characters to the church of Thessalonians. So he points out your faith, growing faith. Second, your love, point out. Then disciple corrected, your tribulation is not in the great tribulation stated in the Bible. Your tribulation produces patience and faith. That's worthy over the kingdom of God. Then question 2, what are the results of those who do not know God, those who do not obey the gospel, and those who troubled the church of Thessalonians? In verse 8, verse 9, they will go into the fire of a lake, right here, flaming fire. So eternal judgment, everlasting destruction, especially at the end of the millennium kingdom, in the great white throne judgment, they will go into the fire, lake of fire. That's called a Greek word, Gehenna. Gehenna, they will go there. Question 3, what types of worthy mean in verse 11, verse 5? In the context of verse 5, verse 7, worthy of the kingdom of God. What worthy? Because of patience and faith, that's worthy over the kingdom of God. So the verse 11, worthy of this calling. So worthy of this calling meaning will meet or together with the Lord Jesus Christ, worthy. So we see many worthy. So we are children of God. So we are being sanctified to be conformed in the image of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we should watch for the Master, our Lord Jesus Christ, always. Also toward to God's goal. So we know that present persecution or the tribulation produces the patience. Patience produces a Christian character. Character produces hope. Hope is the love of God. So we will meet the Lord Jesus Christ sooner or later. Let's sing song, the last song, page 2, number 3. Then we'll pray with the Lord's Prayer all together.